Thank you.
Our next item is the Peninsula MRRPC amended condition on Road 299.
This is a request to amend one of the conditions of approval for the Peninsula, which is a residential plan community. Condition number 10 stated that recreational facilities, including tennis courts, swimming pool, community buildings, pathways, trails, and beaches shall be constructed and open to use by the residents within 2 years of the issuance of the first building permit. It's brought to our office's attention that the community building's not been constructed yet. I sent a letter to the vice president of development stating what the condition of approval was and wrote that the condition needs to be complied with immediately. They have sent a letter requesting that the commission grant an extension until 2010 to build the clubhouse and the nature center. Since this condition of approval originated at the commission's level, you do have the authority to amend the condition. I provided each of you earlier with Mr. Connolly's letter when I sent all these comments out, and also included with that letter was a copy of the minutes from a recent homeowners association meeting. Early this afternoon, we received a letter from the Peninsula. It basically states what they have done to date. What's been built, amenities and community requirements. Yesterday, I received a faxed letter from Richard Abbott. He's an attorney with Abbott Law Firm. And then today I received the original letter. It was overnighted. I'm gonna pass down a copy of that for each of you. That letter will be made a part of the record. It's about a 2-page letter. I don't know if you want it read into the record, but it will be made a part of the record. And before the meeting, I let Mr. Robertson review that letter.
Gentlemen, it was handed to me about 3:15 this afternoon, so I've read it, but I haven't had a chance. There's some legal arguments in there that I haven't had a chance to look at since we came in here and started pretty soon after I was given it.
Well, gentlemen, there obviously is some difference of opinion as to what we should do. I think I'd like to hear from, if there's anyone here representing the applicant, and if there's anyone here representing the opposition.
Mr. Chairman, that Jim Fuquay for the record. Mr. Connolly, who wrote the letter to you, was supposed to be here, and I don't see him here, so I can't really add much more to this other than what's in the letter, although I would mention that I have not seen the letter from Mr. Abbott that was referred to either, so it may be appropriate. Well, now I see it. Now I see it, but I don't think I can fully review it right now. I think it may be appropriate to defer this.
I think it might be.
Good idea.
Okay, then thank you, Mr. Fuquay. Simply for the sake of fairness and completeness, if there's anyone here that with an interest in this request that would like to speak, we urge you to come forward.
Gentlemen, my name is Dennis Solicato. I live at 608 Northeast 10th Street, Milford, Delaware. I purchased lot 21 and 22 within the Peninsula subdivision Lakeside, and hopefully July I will become a permanent resident there. I retain Mr. Abbott as my attorney. As you can see, my wife and I, he sent the letter on our behalf. First of all, I'd like to say, you know, it's kind of disenchanting to be involved in this in my new home, since I've lived in one home since 1975 and I'm going into this community. You know, Mr. Fuqua's reputation as an attorney is impeccable, and I have a lot of respect for him, and I feel somewhat of comfort that he represents them. Unfortunately, to the best of my knowledge, this is a single purpose LLC with people that have no ties to Sussex County or Delaware at all. My concern is, and as you probably all well know here, that I'm a developer. I've developed in every county in this state and several other states. You know, I'm before these boards all the time assessing and asking for permission to do things and being given mandates to do projects and complete projects. And so it's kind of different for me to be on the side of this. I don't want to take up too much of your time, Mr. Abbott. I think made my case is pretty clear in the letter. You know, the Peninsula's done a great job. Some of you play the Jack Nicklaus golf course down there. I'm probably be more upset, honestly, if the golf course hadn't been built in a clubhouse. Although Jack is sort of a sadist, he's put traps and water in some houses in the way of where I hit the ball. But it is fun. And, you know, we look forward to be part of the Peninsula. It's a very nice development. I'm just a little bit concerned that when I went down there, I was assured by all the people in charge that the clubhouse, there's a big rendition of it in the front of the Discovery Center. As you go in there, I was assured the clubhouse would be built immediately, would be started, and probably be completed before my house is completed, which obviously is not the case. Every time I would ask a question, I felt a little bit, it was condescending to me because it was said, Dennis, we're the Peninsula. We are the Peninsula. We're the finest development. You've probably seen it on billboards and advertisements throughout the state. Finest development on the East Coast or Eastern Shore or Delaware or whatever. You know, we're Peninsula. We have plenty of money. You know, how can you ask us these questions? And some of you know me. I'm pretty blunt. I said, are you going to have outside golf tournaments here? I'm a member of Shawnee. I love Shawnee to death. Been there since 1960. You know, as IG probably knows, you know, we have some outside tournaments. Sometimes it's tough to play there, and it's a private course. I joined as a charter member. I said, fine. I want to be able to play at my home course. And I obviously, you know, I bought two lots, which was probably a little crazy, but, you know, I think the value of my purchase in that development is certainly not enhanced by the fact that this clubhouse, which the last I heard was a $15 to $20 million venture, I have no proof of that, is not being built. And an arbitrary date set of 2010, my question is, you know, until I talked to Mr. Abbott, my assumption was the clubhouse was supposed to be built with 350 units, were sold. Well, that basically is an arbitrary number because that has nothing to do with the Sussex County ordinance. Your ordinance specifically states when it was supposed to be built, and according to that ordinance, it should have been built probably a year ago and completed. I believe the other 366 people that own lots down there aren't even aware of what's going on because if I hadn't called Mr. Abbott, the other people would not know of this ordinance. They wouldn't know what's going on in regards to this clubhouse situation. You know, and I'm not here to speak for them. I'm only speaking for myself. So my concern is, you know, if they build it, you know, let's face it, if they came before you now and got their approvals, would they actually be able to be open by 2010? As a builder and developer, I doubt they could do that. So does that 2010 mean that they're going to start in 2010? It's going to be open in 2010. And my question is, who financially is responsible in a single-purpose LLC? How am I assured as a property owner there have put my money and value in my property that between now and 2010, if the present economy doesn't correct itself, that they won't file bankruptcy? And who is going to mandate and stand behind financially the clubhouse? Now, you know, I think Sussex County has somewhat of a responsibility to the citizens if they put this in ordinance to see that it's done. I certainly would think that they should post a bond or a letter of credit stating the specific time it's going to be done and financially making Sussex County and the people involved totally assured financially that it's going to get done. Or we could be sitting here in 2009 or 2010 and coming back before you and say, where are the people of this LLC? They're not here. They're not residents of Delaware. They're not residents of Sussex County. Dennis, we told them they had to have it built by 2010, but we can't find them. They're not here. And they filed bankruptcy. So what can I tell you? Clubhouse isn't built. They filed bankruptcy. What can I do for you? I just don't want to be put in that position. So I'll be happy to answer any questions.
I have a question, sir.
Sure.
Were you at this Saturday morning Homeowners Association convened, what I say, 9:30 in the morning on November the 10th?
No.
You were not?
No.
But you're of the opinion that the majority of the homeowners don't even know this possibly might not be built?
No, to make it clear, I think all of the homeowners got a letter from the Peninsula about this meeting. My understanding, I didn't go to the meeting. I talked to the general manager. I called for the general manager. I believe her name is Pat. After I got the copy of the minutes of the meeting and questioned, in my mind, being involved in some of these myself, and I don't know, misstate fact, maybe Mr. Fuquay knows better than I, but my assumption was that there's 366 units sold. Mr. Goldstein and the Peninsula own 1,074 units. They have 1,074 votes as owners of those lots. The other 367 have votes. So pretty much in a tenant association meeting, they can pretty much arbitrarily change whatever they want to change if they're going by votes of the lot owners, if the developer holds most of the lots. They sent a letter back saying that they voted. 39 people showed up. You know, most of these people from out of town. You know, I'm not saying that they held it at that time for that reason. I don't know why people didn't come. I didn't go because I really wasn't interested in going because I had no fight in that. I figured it would be a waste of my time to go to this meeting because it was already decided, because I'd already met with Larry Goldstein personally, and he assured me that he wasn't going to build the clubhouse because they just didn't have the financial capabilities at this time, that they were losing $2 or $3 million a year presently on the golf course, and it was a $15 to $17 million clubhouse, and they would lose $2 or $3 million a year in operating that. And he said, I'm sorry, but just, you know, the times are, it's similar to what this letter is to you. And he's right, the times are bad. And I have empathy to that. Look, I have an auto mall in Middletown. I built, you know, great time to build an auto mall, you know. So, but I had to finish the walls and everything else up there. You know, when Ken Branner, I told the mayor of Middletown I was going to put walls up in four ponds with fountains and a $300,000 electronic sign. You can go up there, it's there. You know, I had 11 contracts. I got one contract settled, but I finished the project. I couldn't tell Bill and Skip Willis or Ron, Dave Freitag and Ron Miller that you're going to put a car dealership there, and though you might be the only two, I can't finish the project for you. That's my responsibility. And I have a legal obligation to do that, and I have obligation morally, and because of my reputation in Delaware, I can't walk away from it. It was in Chicago, like where these guys are, maybe they never develop in Delaware again. I can't do that. If I come before this commission in Sussex County, Newcastle County, Kent County, the town of Middletown, Milford, Salisbury, wherever, I do a project and don't complete it, and I stand before you the second time, what are you going to say to me? I said, Dennis, I remember that project you did, and you promised what you were going to do, and you didn't do it. So they don't have that problem. I didn't go to the meeting. They sent the letter. I asked Pat. She said, Dennis, I can't answer your questions. You have to ask Larry. And I said, the question I asked her was, what you asked at the meeting and voted on has absolutely nothing to do with the real world. And she said, what do you mean? I said, you arbitrarily said that you have this imposed 350-unit condition to start the clubhouse, and you asked the association if you can make it 500 units. Well, that has absolutely, as I can say to my attorney, nothing to do with the ordinance and the requirement from Sussex County. There's nothing in there that says that Sussex County said when 350 units are sold, you can build your clubhouse, or that you can make that change. That was a self-imposed situation with the Peninsula, which is contrary to the ordinance that's recorded in Sussex County. And she said, I don't understand what you're talking about. I can't answer that question.
Thank you for your answer.
Okay. Anything else? Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Fuquay, you have something you want to do?
I'm still asking for your deferral, but in light of Dennis's comments, I just wanted to make a couple brief comments. First of all, put this back in perspective. This isn't a situation where nothing has been done. I won't repeat the whole letter, but you see the letter, and you know the amenities that have been completed down there, the golf course and all the other things to the tune of about $40 million. So there is a clubhouse now. It's not as if the golf course doesn't have a clubhouse. It's a clubhouse. It's being operated out of a temporary clubhouse in the basically the Lakeside Village area, and that's being operated. What this was is a request for an extension to build the formal golf course clubhouse. The golf course, not everyone belongs to the golf course. The golf club is a separate entity. Owners can belong to that. It's a private club. And I'm not even sure if it would be considered one of the community facilities because it's really a private club. But again, I don't want anybody to have the misconception that an awful lot of things haven't been done down there. And again, the reason this request was made by Mr. Connolly was to ask for an extension from those conditions because of the economic conditions, which everyone is aware of. But again, in light of Mr. Abbott's letter, I'd like to review that so we can get back to you with a more formal response.
Well, as far as the legal aspect, you have the right to ask. The commission has the right to grant or deny. So, I mean, there's nothing, you know, that's not particularly an issue in my mind. I do want to, you can sit down. And before we go, Mr. Silicato, if you want to speak again, you're welcome to, because we've let Mr. Fuquay come up here twice. If you want to come back before we move on, well, if you change your mind, wave at me. Council, just as a practical matter, mm-hmm. And this is assuming that, and as I believe them all to be, that all the parties are all honorable people and truthful people. If the applicant's position is that they don't have the financial resources to do this at this time, because that sounds like what he said to Mr. Silicato, and we tell them, well, you got to go ahead and build it anyway. What are the alternatives there? I mean,
I tell you, I'm not at this point prepared to tell you. You know,
well, that's something I think we need to know. And now, and I understand too that there's a difference between saying you can't afford it, and then perhaps if you really have to do it, well, maybe there's a way. And I understand how all that works.
There is enforcement provisions in the country.
And it could be that straits perhaps aren't as dire as one feels that they are at the time, but. I would like for you to give some consideration that I would ask that the motion be for deferral, but that's up to you.
Well, and the other reason, frankly, that I'd like to have it deferred.
Well, nobody's had a chance to read the letter.
Well, yeah, and I've been looking at it as Mr. Silicato and Mr. Fuquay were speaking, and Mr. Abbott raises some concerns in the letter that I just need to take some time to look at, including whether or not the commission has the ability to even. In other words, does it stop with the commission, or does it have to go up to county council?
Well, it's a good question, and it's something we need to know the answer to. So I think we need some time to let you do some research and let us do some thinking.
And frankly, I think it would probably benefit the commission also if the commission had the original ordinance in front of the commission, and probably also the minutes from when the peninsula was approved. That may be of some help.
I think that would be helpful, because we have to see exactly what was said.
Right.
And because it's a serious matter. We've had this discussion before that we don't want to see the public get, you know, shortchanged, so to speak. I'm sure all of you have heard stories, especially of people who retire to Florida to nice developments, and they die before the developer gets all the amenities done. Now, I think that's an extreme situation, and it's certainly a situation we don't want here. However, the economy is what it is. So we have to see if we've got what our legal grounds are and go from there. So it bears some careful consideration.
Well, Mr. Chairman, we've talked a lot about the clubhouse, but I haven't heard anything about the nature center and the pier that was supposed to go along with that. Is that an expensive project?
I think in their letter they're asking for all of that to be put off.
Are we talking big dollars with the nature center too, or are we just
they just
wanting not to build anything else, period?
Mr. Connolly does mention a dollar figure for the golf course, but I don't know for the golf the clubhouse.
Clubhouse.
But I don't see anything in here about the nature center. He just asks for the His closing sentence is, I would like to reiterate our request that Planning and Zoning grant us an extension to at least 2010 for the construction of the clubhouse and nature center. So apparently, that's his request.
Mr. Abbott, are you aware of any other amenities that have not been constructed that are supposed to be?
In this project?
Yes.
Not aware of any. I haven't been down there.
And how did this come to our...
I received a phone call from an attorney, not Mr. Abbott, but another attorney, and I researched the minutes and our conditions of approval, and that's when it was found.
So someone else brought it to your attention?
To staff's attention, yes.
That things haven't been built that should have been built?
And we've reached the county. We have an inspector now that's going to be tracking all this.
Okay.
For projects like this.
Mr. Johnson, I would suggest to you that you might want to defer to give time for the staff and our legal counsel to do the research, assemble the necessary documents, distribute them to the commission, and the commission have time to look at them, and then we'll put it back on the agenda and see what we can do.
I have a motion ready, Mr. Chairman.
You do?
Yes, I do.
Does it sound anything like that?
Mr. Chairman. Ditto.
Go ahead.
Mr. Chairman, concerning the Peninsula MRRPC amended condition on Road 299, my motion is for deferral to give the opportunity for the staff and legal counsel to gather the necessary information for the commission to give this matter further consideration.
Second.
It's moved and seconded to defer action on the Peninsula MRRPC amended condition on Road 299 to give the staff and council opportunity to do the necessary research and to distribute those results to the commission and to give the commission time to consider the information. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Nay.
Carried.